Radio on WMFO Medford. I'm your host, FR, and I got a great show for you today. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial. Coming up is former President Richard Nixon talking to astronauts Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong when they were walking on the moon, right from the Oval Office at the White House back in 1969.
He is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you, over.
That would be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but and of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Look forward to that very much, sir.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. The important thing that you've proven to the world is that 500,000 kids, and I call you kids because I have children older than you are, 500,000 young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music, and have nothing but fun and music, and I God bless you for it.
The man you just saw was Max Yasger, the owner of a farm in Bethel, New York, where Woodstock was held. Woodstock, a three-day concert full of peace and music, took place on August 15th through the 18th in 1969.
I've never seen anything like this, man.
A rock music festival that drew hundreds of thousands of young people to a dairy farm in White Lake, New York, over the weekend came to an end today. And we have a report from Richard O'Brien.
They listened for 3 days, and today they sounded the retreat and headed for home. The sponsors said it was going to be 3 days of peace and music. It was that all right, and much more. Estimates of the crowd ranged up to more than 300,000, and it was that size that caused most of the trouble. That and the rainstorms that turned the big dairy meadow into a mud farm. The big problem was that no one had even the slightest notion that they would come in such numbers. Today, wearied but still light of heart, they huddled their masses and set out for home. And they headed in every direction. As one official pointed out, with 300,000 people, you are not dealing with just a crowd, but virtually a city. And as a city, it had city problems. One youngster died of a suspected overdose of heroin. 80 others were arrested on drug charges. Another boy killed when the driver of a tractor failed to see him inside a sleeping bag. One of the promoters says he wouldn't try this again unless he could rent the Grand Canyon. He may have to. Already there are threats of lawsuits from local business people who called it a disgrace. The kids said it was just great. And so, it's all over except for the massive cleanup job that remains The Woodstock Music and Art Fair, having done its thing, quietly folds its tent and steals away. Till another day. Richard O'Brien, CBS News, White Lake, New York.
In a minute, we'll have CBS News correspondent John Lawrence with an analysis of the White Lake phenomenon.
Listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, and I'm your host FR, and you just heard Something by the Beatles. And before that, we had a couple of clips from the Woodstock era back in 1969, very historical time when they had 300,000 people show up for an outdoor concert. It was unbelievable. And before that, we had President Nixon talking to Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin when they were walking on the moon. He was talking to them directly from the White House. And coming up next, we have a 1969 Billboard Top 10 Countdown. So we're going to get right to it right now.
10.
Come walking over.
In love.
Listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, the top 10 songs of 1969 according to Billboard. Here's Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone at number 7.
6.
I'm
3. 1.
Sugar.
Just heard the top 10 songs of 1969 according to Billboard magazine, and they were: at number 10, Tommy James and the Shondells with Crimson and Clover. Number 9 was Build Me Up Buttercup by the Foundations. Number 8 was I'll Never Fall in Love Again by Tom Jones. Number 7 was Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone. Number 6 was Dizzy by Tommy Rowe. Number 5 was Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. Number 4 was Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones. Number 3, I Can't Get Next to You by the Temptations. Number 2, Aquarius Let the Sunshine In by the Fifth Dimension. And at number 1 was the Archies with Sugar Sugar. And at the very top, we had President Nixon talking to Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong on the moon. We also had some information on Woodstock, which happened in 1969 as well.
Today in history for December 4th. On December 4th, 1991, freedom at last for Terry Anderson, the Associated Press correspondent held hostage in Lebanon. Anderson is released after nearly 7 years in captivity, held longer in Lebanon than any other Western hostage. In 1992, President George H.W. Bush orders American troops to Somalia to help feed famine victims, but the Mercy Mission later turns bloody as the troops try to disarm factions hindering relief efforts. President Bill Clinton ultimately withdraws all U.S. troops from the African country. 1783. With the Revolutionary War over, General George Washington says farewell to his officers in New York. More than 5 years after that goodbye, at Francis Tavern, Washington is sworn in as America's first president. And 1993. Rock musician and composer Frank Zappa dies in Los Angeles. He was 52. Today in history, December 4th.
Oh,
place lately. I've been beat down, I picked my head up, put it up in the clouds, wrap my dreams round. Some are so clear, how can it feel? So far but so near. It's a house up on Mars, all the fun will not price that. I'll be blinded by lights and I'll be lovers for my gain. I'll be screaming my name and nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Because we ain't got no money, we're just living free. I just wanna be a rock star, baby.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm the chosen one.
Listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, and you just heard Burn With Me by Amaranth, and that's going to do it for today's show. I'll be back next Monday, 10 a.m. Hope you guys join me again, and I'm going to leave you with one more track, and then coming up at 11 o'clock is DJ D's Dance Music Express. All right, take care now, and have a great week.
WMFO Medford.
91.5 FM and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Here comes